Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Castile, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Castile is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastile.com.
Time for the WXXI Business Report with News Director Randy Gorman. And Randy, this morning we're going to take a look at the latest figures on local job growth.
Yes, Beth, and it's more or less the continuation of a trend we've seen, at least in the numbers provided by the State Labor Department. For the latest metro area numbers, we saw an increase of 6,600 private sector jobs in September compared to a year ago. That is similar to the pace of hiring we've seen all year. State Labor Analyst Tammy Marino says there was hiring in a number of key sectors in the local economy.
Recent job growth was fairly broad-based. Most sectors reported some very strong over-the-year gains. A large share of recent job growth was concentrated in higher education and construction. And that's fairly typical for this time of year. The leisure industry also reported some fairly strong gains in September as well.
Now, statewide, the unemployment rate fell to 4.1%, down from 4.7% a year ago. We'll get the unemployment stats for the Rochester Metro tomorrow. If I said the word FIFCO, unless you were in the beverage industry, it might not mean a lot, but it is now the official corporate name of the parent company of Genesee Brewery. Their corporate parent had been called North American Breweries. It is owned by FIFCO. That is an acronym for a Costa Rican-based company called the Florida Ice and Farm Company, which acquired North American Breweries several years ago. Well, a spokeswoman with the firm, Mary Beth Pop, tells us they decided to change the corporate name to emphasize the fact the various segments are following the company's triple bottom line strategy, as they call it, something that prioritizes people, planet, and profit.
All the really great things about our business in the United States, the investment, the reorganization, the brand new world-class facility in Rochester, these came during the FIFCO era. And this is just really recognition that we're all one company.
Officials emphasize they will not change the name of the Genesee Brewery, an operation with a legacy that stretches back over 140 years. St. John Fisher College launching an effort to support the unique needs of family businesses. That kicked off last week. College President Gerard Rooney notes that Fisher has a long history of educating students who go on to successful careers, often leading family businesses. The initiative will be guided by Rama Yelker, the dean of the School of Business. She says often there are not easily identifiable resources available for family-owned businesses, things like transition planning and family governance. So the St. John Fisher faculty will host webinars, workshops, and other events in the coming year. There's also an event coming up at MCC designed to inspire local entrepreneurs and help them with their resources. MCC and its foundation partnering with the Everyday Entrepreneur Venture Fund to host what they call Entrepreneurship Day. That's coming up Friday, November 2nd at the MCC downtown campus. It is free and open to the public. It'll include various networking opportunities and presentations from successful entrepreneurs. Empire State Development, that is the state's economic development arm, announcing recently that Luminate New York, an organization set up for startup companies that have optics, photonics, and imaging in their background, has received 70 applications for round two of that competition. The state agency notes that 30% of the applicants live in countries outside of the U.S., so they say it is attracting global attention. The second cohort of Luminate New York begins in January at the Sibley Building downtown. The winning startups in this competition get an initial investment of $100,000, and in June, the teams compete for $2 million more in funding. Kodak introducing something called Kodalux technology, something described as a new class of light control material which can be coated directly on fabrics for the use in the management of light. A company called Precision Fabrics Group working with them offering blackout fabric using this technology for things like wide format digital print applications. For instance, these fabrics can be used on things like exhibition signage, also high grade decorative fabrics. And Xerox reporting third quarter earnings early tomorrow morning. We'll have information for you on that, of course, during Morning Edition and online at WXXINews.org. Beth?
All right. Thank you, Randy. That's Randy Gorman, our news director with the WXXI Business Report, which you hear every Monday.